This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has moved closer to meeting its climate goals by fixing a data error. CPR Sam Branch reports.
State law requires Colorado to hit targets on its way to eliminating its climate impact by 2050. A previous set of models found the state would miss its first targets in 2025 and 2030. But then the state found a miscalculation, a mistake that underestimated past oil and gas pollution. After correcting the issue, climate officials say their new projections show the state will now meet the 2025 goal a year late, and it could hit the 2030 goal if policymakers find a few new ways to cut emissions. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A new study from the CDC found some dairy workers showed signs of infection with bird flu even when they didn't report feeling sick. Health officials did blood tests and looked at 115 farm workers in Colorado and Michigan. They found 8 cases of the bird flu. CPR's John Daly says that means more people caught the virus than originally thought.
The research suggests the virus has infected more humans than had been confirmed, but the CDC says there's nothing in the new blood test data that's giving them rising concern about person-to-person transmission.
CPR's John Daly. Flags around Colorado fly at half-staff today to remember a police officer killed in the line of duty. Evan Dunn in Golden and another officer were responding to a crash on Highway 58 last week when police say another car rammed into them, trapping them under another car. A private memorial for Dunn is today. Officials say a Colorado School of Mines professor was driving under the influence when he struck the officers. Charges are pending in that case. The Denver Art Museum is already preparing for a big show next year. The museum will host the work of Camille Pissarro in the first major U.S. exhibition in 40 years. The show traces the artist's journey from the Caribbean to Paris and demonstrates why he was called the first Impressionist. The exhibit includes 80 paintings from 50 international collections. It opens next October. This is CPR News.